Hold it now.
This morning from San Francisco, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Jay. Jack, are you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, then. Hope all is well. Hey, Tom, you know, we've talked about the heat. We've talked about the weather. I remember you. We talked about the fires and things along those lines. But the drought is having a dramatic impact on farmers across this country, but especially black farmers. And so right now we're going to talk to John Boyd. Of course, he's with the National Black Farmers Association. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Roland. Good morning.
Clearly, the heat is playing a critical role in affecting businesses nationwide. But for farmers, give our listeners a sense of what is happening with black farmers and how they're being devastated by the heat that's happening all across the country.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really bad, and this is probably the worst drought we've had in maybe 50 years or something like that since the Dust Bowl, and farmers are really suffering. And some things that we just can't do with all the technology, you know, we still can't make it rain. And we've had places in around the country that haven't had a drop of rain in 55 days. And when you add that on top of the 100-degree temperature, crops just can't stand that kind of heat. And something that black farmers just don't have versus white farmers, most white farmers are able to afford federal crop insurance, which means when disaster payments come down the line, they're the first to get it. And farmers are always, especially black farmers, always caught between whether they can afford federal crop insurance or buying the high cost of seed, and we buy the high cost of seed every time versus federal crop insurance.
So what kind of economic impact are we talking about?
We're talking about probably 40-50% crop losses, you know, across the country, which is going to mean, well, nationally for everybody, high cost of food such as cornflakes, beef, poultry. All of those things are going to go up because corn is used to feed cattle, it's used to feed chickens, hogs. All of these things are fed from corn. So when you don't make the corn crop, you're going to see high cost of food in the supermarkets.
So we talked about the settlement, of course, about a year ago, which you guys have been waiting for a long time.
Yes.
Now this is a whole different issue. So, you know, what is required? I mean, are we looking at potentially if they can't afford the federal crop insurance, is this likely going to put folks out of business? And then what's
the remedy? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the bottom line. So I'm actually calling on companies like Monsanto, who has gotten filthy rich from the backs of black farmers and other farmers alike, to reach back. Now's the time to reach back into their kitty and give back to farmers who have made them rich, filthy rich, especially, like I said, Monsanto. The federal government, I think the Obama administration is going to do the right thing and try to work with farmers to get these disaster payments out. But we have to come up with creative ways to get those payments to black farmers and get it out to them in a hurry. And that's the key here.
How long can some folks hold on? What else is, you know, money doesn't come through. What's their other option?
Well, the other option is, like I said, for people to reach back and support black farmers. And that's always been our key, you know. And one thing about this show, Tom Joyner Morning Show, when they came to Richmond, Virginia, and really put the spotlight on what happened to our nation's black farmers. And we've been faced with everything from discrimination to acts of Mother Nature, like what's going on now. And we're still out here trying to hold on, but we need support from our own communities, too, as well.
Well, John, we certainly hope that black farmers across the country certainly get that support. And, you know, Tom, we don't think about the heat and how it might affect food prices, but he's right because we're hearing that you said that they had a huge story on this whole issue yesterday, how the cost could go up for a whole lot of consumers on so many goods we never think about.
All right, Roland.
All right, appreciate it. John, thank you.
All right, John Boyd. 21-20.